from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
The next time you find yourself in Southern Ocean County, stop for a moment in Beach Haven and go to the Compassion Cafe. Good morning and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and my guest today is Biff Kennedy, and his passion for the Compassion Cafe comes simply from his recognition that in one small space exists one giant dream. Biff, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you for having me, Valerie. Good morning. Happy to be here and happy to talk about the joy that I have found at the Compassion Cafe. It's amazing over there. It is the dream of the two women who started it, and the joy of the hundreds of people that volunteer there, that work there, that come there to buy a coffee. It's really quite attractive, I have to say.
Well, let's start right at the front door, so to speak. Do you live in Beach Haven or nearby?
I live nearby. I live in Manahawkin, which is about 20 to 30 minutes from Beach Haven. Beach Haven is on the southern end of the island, probably one of the bigger towns on Long Beach Island, which is, you know, much more residential. There's certainly commercial businesses there, but there's no boardwalk. It's much more residential. The cafe is partnered with the Seashell Resort, which is right on the beach. It's beautiful. And every morning, Monday through Thursday, the staff rolls in at like 6 o'clock in the morning and sets up the cafe to open at 7 o'clock. They bring in all the food, all the equipment, all of the merchandise, everything that they do gets wheeled in every morning. And at 11 o'clock, it all gets wheeled back out again so that the Seashell Resort can operate its normal business.
This is like a pop-up, except it pops up every day and then...
Yes. That's a good description. I would call it a pop-up. Monday through Thursday from 7 to 11 in the same place at the Seashell. We start in mid-May. I think it's opening on the 12th this year, and it goes until mid-September, right after 9/11 is the closing ceremonies. And yes, it's quite a scene to see everyone roll everything in, and at like about 20 of 11, we start packing everything up and roll it all back out again so that at 11 o'clock, the resort is ready to serve lunch and begin their day.
I've heard you say we twice, which would indicate to me that you might be rolling up your own sleeves at this point and pitching in. Tell me how you came across the Compassion Cafe, how long ago, and how your relationship with it has evolved over time.
It's actually, I think it's an interesting story. I have been coming to Long Beach Island since I was a little kid. When we got older, we brought our kids to Long Beach Island for vacation. And I read the regional newspaper here, a weekly called The Sandpaper. I've read it for years and years. My kids know to pick up a copy for Dad on the way home. And I read the letters to the editor in the newspaper. To me, that's where I learn about what's happening in the town, what's important to people, what people are thinking, what events are going on. And one day, it was right at the beginning of the COVID epidemic. We were here for the weekend, and I read the paper, and I saw a letter to the editor talking about this Compassion Cafe. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing. They employ neurodivergent adults to come in and work, and they have duties, and they wait on people, and they make food, and they serve customers. And in the letter to the editor, it just sounded like a really interesting thing that I had never thought about before. And after reading the article in the paper, a couple days later, since we were home for the COVID crisis, I had MSNBC on the TV, and Stephanie Ruhle, who apparently has a summer home in Long Beach Island, did a story about the cafe. And I saw the story, and I'm like, wait, that's twice in a week I've heard about this Compassion Cafe. I have to go check this out. So I contacted the woman who runs it, an email, and said, I don't know if you need any help. I had no idea. I don't know if you need any help. I'd be curious to know more about this. Put me on a list of potential volunteers. So I heard back from her. She said, actually, we do have volunteers. They have like 100 volunteers there. We're always looking for new people. She gave me a schedule of in early May to come to a training session. I said, okay, I'll come to the training session. I went. It was like an hour-long thing, just talking about what the cafe does and what my responsibilities would be. And after we had our training session, she said, the staff here are going to be the first series of baking duties for the season. They took over the first Methodist church in Beach Haven. The church pastor lets them use their kitchen facilities. And we're going to make dog treats. And we need some people to just stand by and help and keep an eye on the staff and just help out in any way can. I'm like, okay, I'll stay. Let me get a sense of what this is all about. So we're in the kitchen of the church. We're baking the dog treats, mixing the oatmeal and all this crazy stuff. And while I'm standing there trying to like do something functional, like I have any idea what I'm doing. I hear in the background this young man singing, and he just keeps singing the same line from the same song over and over again. And I didn't really pay attention to it at first because I was busy trying to focus in on like keeping an eye on everybody. And all of a sudden, I keep hearing this, I love you more, I love you more, I love you more. And he's singing it over and over. And I'm like, wait a minute, I know that song. That's the Beatles song In My Life. Wait a minute, that's my wedding song.
That was your wedding song?
That was our wedding song.
Wow, that's one of the best songs ever.
It's amazing. It's a great song. And after I heard the song, and I'm like, okay, I think there's a message here. Someone is telling me I should be working here. I should volunteer for this organization. That's why I decided, okay, I'm in. I'm going to work here.
Oh, Biff, that's about the best story I can recall having heard it.
It's not crazy. That actually
like
happened.
Forever. Yeah. So tell me about the two women. It's two women that have this, and how long has there been a Compassion
this
Cafe?
Is,
and what's the website? How do we find it?
The website is CompassionCafeLBI.org. The cafe was started 6 years ago. They're getting ready to begin their sixth year by two women, Sue Sharkey and Erin Sharkey. They're both teachers or work teachers on Long Beach Island at the local high school. Sue ran the athletic program there. And she's the one who really runs the program today, like every day. She's there every morning. She really organizes everything. She's my contact there, of course. And I say she's my boss, but, you know, it's not really that kind of a
situation.
It's
a team effort, isn't it?
Very much so. The number of people that volunteer there, Valerie, is amazing. The vibe of everyone showing up every morning, just pointed in the same direction, wanting to do something functional, wanting to help the staff do their thing, seeing the customers come. It's just so agreeable. It's just so joyful there. It's like, I got to go back tomorrow. I don't go there every day, but I got to go back tomorrow. I got to just throw myself into this. So my duties, you had asked a minute ago, what do I do there? I have several responsibilities. One is to watch the exits, believe it or not. There are multiple exits at the Seashell Resort, out to the beach, out to the parking lot, out to the street. And part of our responsibility is to make sure that people aren't wandering off into the parking lot or out onto the beach. We need to, you know, kind of keep an eye on everybody. So one of my duties is to watch the exit. I have an assigned exit and just make sure people coming in, people going out, I'm keeping track of what's going on. One of the things that I started doing there a couple years ago that I really enjoy is they run these mock interview sessions where I'll sit down with a staff member. We do 10, 15 minutes, and we'll have like a mock interview. So, Tim, you want to work at the ice cream shop. Tell me about what you would do there and tell me where you live and tell me what you do in your spare time and tell me what you do with the money you're earning here. And you know, it's just a very casual, very genuine conversation that I get to have with staff members about what they do at the cafe and what they do at home. And, you know, some of them go to college. Some of them have jobs outside of the cafe. It's been quite fascinating for me to learn about what everybody else is doing there. They have found out that my background is in the music business, so they want to talk to me about bands and radio and concerts. And they're what really knocked me out about this whole organization was their attention, the staff, to music and Broadway shows and films and dance. Their attention to the arts and to the culture is really very passionate, very dedicated. And to see these young people just enjoying all of this music so much, I never thought in all the years I was in the music business that this would be the audience for what I was doing. I just never conceived of that. And to sit there, they do a couple of performances every morning at the cafe, and to see these young people just throw themselves into their performances and the lyrics to the songs and their singing, it's hard for me to describe. It's really something to see. You have to see it. And if you saw it, and you're certainly invited to come down one morning and have coffee, you will go, wow, it's hard to describe what this is.
That's an invitation I will accept. And I believe somewhere in the Bible it says when you sing, you praise God twice somewhere.
Yes.
I can't really quote the Bible, but I think there's a verse or two about that. That must be just, wow, awe-inspiring. How many people are there every morning?
The local coffee company on the island is called How You Brew, and they supply all the coffee and the other coffee supplies. So all the food is brought in and set up every morning. All the coffee machines, there's a microwave. They're making, you know, pastries and fruits, and it's a lot. Now that I think about it, it's a lot. The layout of the resort is large. It's a perfect place to be doing this. There's a covered area, like a tiki area that's all covered. It's all outdoors. You can see the ocean, you can see the beach and everything from right there. It holds, you know, probably holds a couple hundred people. Last year there were 88 staff members. This is the young people that are employed by the cafe. I think there were a little over 100 volunteers, which is what I am. I'm a volunteer there. And every day there's probably, I'd have to ask Sue that, there's probably at least 20 volunteers every day. There's a small staff of people who are there every morning. And then there's people like me who sign up. We have this amazing online volunteer sign-up program. And you'll just go online and say, okay, I'm going to go in Tuesday from 9 to 11 or from 7 to 9. And because there's so many volunteers, they ask us, you know, don't come every day. You know, leave room for everybody. There's a lot of people who want to volunteer. Yeah, when it's done at 11 o'clock and everything's put away and Sue comes around and says, okay, you're good. It's like, you just feel like so good. It's like, I feel good. I'm going to get in my car and drive home. I feel great.
There's a very special event that is coming up.
That's right. This Thursday, the 19th, at the Stafford Township Arts Center, which is a beautiful new facility. It's in Manahawkin. It's on the mainland. Will be the fourth annual Compassion Cafe musical. This year it'll be Be My Guest from Beauty and the Beast. And I think there's about, there are maybe close to 40 of the staff who will be performing. They're all rehearsing every afternoon right now, performing songs from Beauty and the Beast from Be Our Guest. It's a well-attended event. Last year, there were almost 600 people from the community that came out. Yeah.
How do we get tickets? It's not sold out already, is it?
It is not sold out. The event is free. It's really staged to be like a thank you back to the community. I mean, they'll certainly take donations, of course, but it's not a fundraiser. It's really an opportunity for the community to come out and enjoy part of the joy that people get at the cafe during the summer. So you come out, you see the staff perform, see your neighbors, see the community. It really is just kind of a, like, I don't know how to describe it, you know, as the tides rise, all the boats rise. Everyone just kind of comes together for an evening of hanging out in Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Biff, I can't thank you enough for being with me this morning. Biff Kennedy, telling the story of the Compassion Cafe in Long Beach Island. I will be there to have coffee with you, and I think we'll do a follow-up program. I'll bring my recorder, and we'll just spend 15 minutes together talking to the staff and enjoying a great cup of coffee and a beautiful morning. Would you agree to sit with me again so we can tell more of this story?
Would love to. That'd be fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on the program this morning and talking about all the fun things that I've discovered here in Long Beach Island.
Beth, thank you again, and thank you for tuning in this morning. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagrave.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning, right here on Press Communications, LLC.